Boeing company has a new boss. Dennis Muilenburg takes over as CEO on July 1st. Muilenburg got his start as an intern at Boeing in the 1980s. He takes over for James McNerney, who's led the company for the past 10 years. John Ostrower is the aerospace reporter for the Wall Street Journal, and he says new CEO Muilenburg is a classically trained engineer.
In a lot of respects, could give him a different perspective, both on Washington State, what may be happening in the next few years as far as the contract renegotiations with the engineers here, or just kind of a broader technical view of the company as a whole, and how it guides the decisions on a new 757 replacement or solving any issues that may crop up with its coming designs.
What are the biggest challenges that Boeing and Dennis Muilenburg will face?
Certainly the biggest challenge that Dennis Muilenburg faces is delivering on this enormous $500 billion jet backlog that they've accumulated over the last 5 to 7 years. What ultimately has happened is Jim McNerney enjoyed what effectively is the largest single jet binge in world history, and the airlines have ordered at a pace never before seen. So what Dennis now has to do is take that and turn that into deliverable aircraft. So you've got a world economy that is plugging along, but there are serious questions in terms of emerging markets, in terms of the pace of growth in places like China, in Latin America. And managing what could be a question of the aerospace cycle and also getting thousands of suppliers on the same page as far as transitioning new models of the 737 and the 777 into production without the kind of problems that the company encountered during the 787.
So another challenge seems to be making money on the 787 Dreamliner. This new plane still is losing money for the company, right?
It is, and it still loses millions on each and every delivery, and they've delivered over 300 of these aircraft so far, and in doing so has created themselves a $27 billion hole of what's called deferred production costs. That essentially is all of the cost of building each airplane above the average sale price of the airplane. So that's going to be his big task, is manage that trajectory that they really stand by in terms of getting the cost out of the 787.
How about labor relations? James McNerney, the current CEO, hasn't been very popular here. He moved a lot of jobs out of the state, played hard with labor during contract negotiations. Do you think Muilenburg will change that?
Certainly, this is a chance for many to start fresh. The Machinist Union welcomed his appointment yesterday and asked that he respect the workforce moving forward. Certainly, there is a relationship that has room to improve. And I think really the first test of that is going to be the engineers' contract renegotiations coming up that really kind of gets rolling later this year and into next.
We've talked about the challenges of the backlog on the jet orders, the challenges of making money on the Dreamliner, the labor challenges. What other challenges will Muilenburg face as he takes over in July?
The one big thing on top of all this that he faces, I mean, certainly running a company like Boeing is like juggling seven different balls in the air at any given moment, and having the right people working on each problem is sort of the nature of running a large enterprise like Boeing. In this particular case, the next big piece here is the state of the defense business. Certainly, U.S. defense spending has been shrinking, and Boeing is trying to capitalize on international opportunities for their products. And there are several big upcoming projects, both domestically and internationally, that will really define how Boeing's defense business plays out in the future.
You mentioned that running Boeing is like juggling seven balls. Is Dennis Muilenburg a good juggler?
I think that's a question that Wall Street, I think that's a question that Washington State, and that's a question that folks in St. Louis and really around the world are going to be wondering. I mean, keep in mind that Boeing isn't just an American company. It really is an American icon, and in that respect is an extension of U.S. industrial might. So it really isn't just a company. It really is an extension of how the U.S. presents itself to the world. So certainly the role is as much corporate and business related as it is diplomatic.
John Ostrower, aerospace reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Dennis Muilenburg takes over as Boeing CEO on July 1st.